attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The federal government can do most anything in this country.
And let me say this to all of the chattering class. The American people really don't care.
Robert Scott Bell.
Where in the Constitution does it give you the authority?
I don't worry about the Constitution on this, to be honest.
Wow.
What's going on here?
This is scary.
Robert Scott Bell.
I personally feel that I've done nothing morally wrong.
It depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yes. You know, do me a favor. Could you say senator instead of ma'am? I worked so hard to get that title.
Stop whining.
Liberals, I hate them so much.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Last hour, we were just too busy. We were just too busy to cover every story on the planet in 1 hour. We couldn't do it. We were too busy. This hour, we're just too tired. I'm tired.
Wow, what happened over the news break?
Are you fatigued? Are you exhausted? Well, we're going to cover chronic fatigue syndrome this hour. I'm too tired to cover that story. I don't think I can do it.
All right.
No, that's bad. I mean, it's bad host. Slap my hand. Bad host. Don't make fun of CFS.
Wake up.
Chronic fatigue syndrome is real. I suffered it. Why? How do I know? When I was a baby. No, let's not go back that far. But when I was, a teenager, young adult particularly, in my 20s, I had issues of fatigue, far beyond my years in my 20s. How did I know that? When I met my mentor-to-be in homeopathic medicine, who was in his late 60s, who had been dying from tuberculosis when he was in his 40s, and he was running circles around me in my 20s, I said, this is not right. Something's wrong with this picture. Of course, I already knew there was something wrong with the picture because I had given up on modern medicine about 4 or 5 years earlier when they wanted to convince me that I would grow out of my allergies, even though they didn't know I was sick, just keep taking the drugs, taking the shots, do all that stuff. Chronic fatigue. So how come kids are fatigued? How come adults, teenagers, how come 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. I mean, people will say, well, if you're 60 or 50, yeah, we could understand it. No, I don't understand. No, don't accept it. If you're in your 40s, 50s, 60s, you're set, you should not be fatigued unless you've worked hard. You've been active. You've done your thing. You've worked the lands out there in the farm or the garden. You worked out, whatever. But the fatigue concept is so accepted now as a normal part of everybody's life in the West, in America. It's just normal to be tired. How do I know? How many people are drinking Red Bull? How many people are drinking multiple Red Bulls? Just go on the Jerry Doyle show.
I knew you were going to go there.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. JD, you know that everybody's fine. Yeah, we can't get through today without getting pumped up. Time to pump you up. But yeah. We don't want to do that artificially, synthetically, certainly not with toxic poisons. But it's a real question. Not only adrenal fatigue and burnout, which we've recommended the 911 burnout, adaptogenic herbal formulas, superfoods, things like that, GTF chromium for energy utilization. But what about from the acute to the chronic? When you're chronically ill, chronically fatigued, is it caused by a virus? Right? And if so, do you have to kill it with drugs or can you do it via some other methods or mechanisms? This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we're going to be joined by Leanna Werner Gray to talk about that along with Toby Morrison. Two Aussies in one show in 1 hour. I don't know if we can handle it. We'll have to play the theme from Baywatch or something.
Baywatch?
Yeah. Can we do the Baywatch theme? David Hasselhoff.
Are you thinking about Toby in a Speedo? Is that why you want to...
No, it wasn't Baywatch. Wasn't Baywatch like super popular in Australia, or did they have an Australian version of Baywatch?
I think they had their own version. Now that you mention it, yeah.
Yeah, so I really don't know why I thought of Baywatch at that moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
I'll ask Leanna if she was on that show. All right. Okay, well, okay. Back.
As we're now distracted thinking of that, right? Okay,
all right.
Anyway.
Yes, she's lovely. We love her. The Earth diet. Okay, the question of this hour, though, before we get into this, modern medicine, of course, is it just a problem here in America? Is it a problem in Canada? Or no, they're fine because they have a socialized system. What about the UK? Our friends listening through UK Health Radio. We love you over the pond. And there is a story here I wanted to bring up. 64 million, I think equivalent in doctors, 38.5 million pounds were paid to doctors by drug companies in 2013. Now, that's a slight drop from 2012. But if you think that Big Pharma doesn't own and control the medical or healthcare systems of most every Western country on the planet, you'd be mistaken. You'd have chronic brain fatigue because you don't hear and see and think and listen to the Robert Scabell Show enough. But the point of the story is, in fact, yes, the UK is impacted by Big Pharma's big money. And, of course, they still, even though they have access to homeopathy and other things, they're still dominated, as the medical allopathic world is, by a hospital-based, drug-based system of not healing but of disease management. And we certainly have folks from the UK telling us how rotten their system is. My wife grew up for many years also in England, knows about the National Health, the NHS over there. And, of course, we have listeners in Canada who will say, you know, some people do like the concept of not having to, quote-unquote, pay for their care. You know, that like in a socialized, oh, well, at least we got health care covered. But those people, in my mind, have less of a concern for freedom than I do. I'm just saying. And it's not like I'm claiming superiority. I'm just saying. I love liberty more than I love security. And a lot of folks do not. They would rather have security than liberty. They'll also say, well, listen, I couldn't get insurance because I had a pre-existing condition, and not acknowledge going back far enough that that pre-existing condition was manifested by the very system, made real by the very system that you want to be covered so that you can get all the treatment, the drugs, and of course, real reason for insurance is unexpected catastrophe that would cover things like, you know, putting Humpty Dumpty back together again, which is where modern medicine is good. That's what they're good at. Right. But then we have those folks, Super Don, I'll let you in just a sec here, that will say, but what about cancer? And, of course, we have a radically different perspective on cancer than the mainstream of pharmaceutical America, that it's not a random act of God, and it's not a genetic thing, despite what Angelina Jolie believes and her willingness to lop off body parts because of it, that we create cancer from within by doing things that government says are just perfectly normal and healthy and fine, eating not organically grown foods, eating foods that are pesticide-laden, genetically modified, etc. So there's a lot of counterpoints that I hear as I'm speaking these words of people putting objections out about what you're saying. But it fundamentally, to me, comes down to a love of liberty over security and the fact that the security you seek may not really be security. You've been duped into believing it is, hence Obamacare or the things that preceded it. Okay, Super Don, come on in.
Yeah, well, listen, we've talked about this for a while, and we had to applaud. There's a group out there called ProPublica.
Right, yes.
Good work. A few years ago, and we covered this when it first came out because we were rather impressed by it, that they came out with a database called Dollars for Docs. And what you can do is you can go in there and you can put the name of any doctor, and they will tell you, if they have the data, as to how much that doctor has received from a pharmaceutical for the various things that they pay these doctors for, whether it's consultant fees or travel fees or presentation honorariums, etc. And for example, just while we were talking here, I thought, you know what? I haven't gone to ProPublica in a while. Let's put something in here. So I went in there and I typed in the name Dave Agus. Now, we've talked about Dr. Agus a few times here before when he came out and he was talking about how everybody should be on a statin, right? The fountain of youth, they're statin drugs. So is it possible that David Agus may have been paid by a pharmaceutical company that happens to push statin? Lo and behold, David Agus has been paid thousands of dollars by Pfizer. Is there a coincidence there?
Coincidence, right. Because if Pfizer paid us that kind of money, of course, you know we'd be promoting statin drugs in the water. Add it to the water. Inject it into your children. Statin drug? No, of course not. There are principles. And you know, here's the point. You can make any law you want against this concept, against paying, you know, in this way. And it's kind of like the Ron Paul impact or effect, what he had on politics. They didn't have to make the laws different so that he wouldn't accept any lobby money, right? So that he wouldn't participate in the very overly generous pension plan that's unique to those serving at that level of government. He just said, no. No. On principle, I'm not going to take it. You can do whatever you want. And the lobbyists eventually knew nothing we can do to buy him off. But we realize, of course, humans are humans, and they're fallible and culpable, etc. And most people, maybe, most, I don't know. I'd like to think that most people in my audience here on the Robert Scott Bell Show would not compromise their principles just to get some Federal Reserve notes. But we know that those that go into politics, as we said, the American people at least acknowledge 75% of them are corrupted. But I'm just saying, what about the other 25%? Show me those uncorrupted ones.
Right.
And, you know, maybe we'll spotlight them as we find them.
So basically, look, congratulations to ProPublica for, I think, really kind of starting this trend of where people are becoming more and more aware of the payments and the relationship between the pharmaceutical companies and the doctors. You know, it started off with, hey, look, these guys did it. You guys aren't, so that makes you look like you have something to hide. So then everybody kind of got on board, and now the pharmaceutical companies are looking at this and going, well, we need to kind of cut back on this now. But what they're doing instead now is they're bringing the doctors in-house. So you can hire a doctor. Right. They are now an employee of the pharmaceutical company, and now they're getting paid to be an employee rather than getting a fee as an independent doctor.
They'll always find a way, and you know, you just got to know it. And this is the whole thing about one of the things I heard on the liberal side of the press about that Supreme Court ruling about corporations having unlimited ability to fund campaigns. If you would make, like NASCAR, you would make the whoever's running for office wear the patches and the logos with the names of those corporations who have donated to them.
Right.
Then, like, at least you know. There's nothing hidden. It's the hiding facts. Like, have you been paid by Pfizer? Oh, yeah, he's been paid by... Oh, no wonder he's for statin drugs in the water supply. See what I'm saying? But transparency is when used in government, it means opaque. It means you can't see through it. They alter the definitions to make you believe that they're doing something that's good for you, that's honest and integrity, and then they unleash the NSA on you, you know, to watch everything, to hear everything, to see everything, et cetera. Right. So, listen, we are going to unleash a couple of Aussies on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Toby Morrison up next. He's first time ever on the Robert Scott Bell Show, thanks to Leanna Warner-Gray from the Earth Diet. Toby's book, Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, A Guide to Recovery. Let's see what this Aussie brings to the table. Do we have to eat a kookaburra? I don't know, but we're going to find out. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, and we're going to have a great time with our Aussie friends, Leanna Warner-Gray and Toby Morrison. Join us on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this brief break. Tell your friends.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition, for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I've got my energy back. What happened? How did this happen so fast on the commercial break? You know why? Because we plugged into that Aussie energy, that Earth Diet spirit. And, of course, Liana Werner-Gray and her friend, which we're going to be meeting in just a moment. But, Liana, welcome back.
Hey, Robert. Thank you. It's good to be back.
Yeah, so you're just bringing on the Aussie invasion into America here. It's not enough that you're doing your thing. Now your buddy Toby's joined us. Tell me about this Toby Morrison guy we're going to have on.
Yeah, Toby, he's awesome. So I met Toby online, and he's a fellow Australian health advocate, and I met him through a client as health mentoring. And so he has an online program, and he helps people with chronic fatigue syndrome. And so we instantly connected, and we had the pleasure of meeting each other in New York City, and we went to eat at Pure Food and Wine, you know, one of the best raw food restaurants in the world. And
yes.
We totally just bonded over our mission here and what we're doing. So I said, you know, we definitely have to get you on the Robert Bell Show on Natural News Radio and talk about chronic fatigue and talk about how everyone can get their energy back.
And what did I say? I said, no way, no how. We're not going to talk chronic fatigue with another Australian guy, are we?
You did say that. You said, no way, that's too much Aussie to handle.
Well, look, you beat me down on this issue, and we got him here. Toby Morrison is joining us now live from Central Park in New York City, the author of Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, A Guide to Recovery. Toby, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks so much, guys, and it's quite funny. I thought Central Park was going to be a really nice, quiet place, but I'm right next to an ice skating rink where there's kids everywhere, so sorry about the noise if you can hear it.
No, it's a lot different than Bondi Beach. The women are actually wearing clothes.
That is true.
So chronic fatigue. Toby, you look like a young guy. How is it possible? Were you like me, a canary in the coal mine of your generation, dealing with so many issues that you just, as a young person, didn't have a lot of energy?
Yeah, look, I was actually full of beans as a young kid. I was born with so much energy that even when my mum was pregnant with me, that apparently she had the most energy when she was pregnant with me. So when I came to the world, I was just nonstop. And what happened was I was probably a little bit too much nonstop. And by the age of 16, I was an elite basketball player and, you know, training 14 times a week and, you know, fitting in the school commitments and social commitments, and all of a sudden my energy levels started lacking, and I got glandular fever, which is kind of the equivalent of mono here.
Right, mononucleosis, right?
Yep, yep. And from there, I just kept pushing myself and, you know, oh, it's only a cold or it's a flu, I'll be okay in a week. And, you know, that week led to a month, and that month led to, you know, 6 months of, you know, being bedridden and, you know, sleeping 16 to 18 hours per day. You know, I was only able to eat one meal a day, and, you know, we had no idea what it was, and, you know, it was kind of scary because when your body's in such a detrimental state, you kind of freak out and go, you know, am I dying or what's wrong with me? You know, as most people know, chronic fatigue syndrome is kind of an undiagnosed disease. It's not like there's a cure for it. There's no medicine that can fix it. So, you know, we were kind of left to our own devices after traveling the country and being diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome at the age of 16.
At 16, so you were an elite athlete. So you had the energy, then you lost the energy. I'm sure you saw it out in Australia. In many ways, it's like America, dominated by allopathic Western pharmaceutical medicine. Did they try to put you on antimicrobial drugs to say it was an infection? What did they do initially?
I can't count the amount of antibiotics I was on in Australia. You know, I seriously think it was over 100 blood tests over 6 months. We just kind of, you know, the similar answers that most doctors give with chronic disease, go and rest, you know, good luck, or there's nothing I can do for you. You know, I was lucky enough to find a really great doctor who understood CFS, and which is a really important part of the recovery process, and, you know, and kind of gave me some tips and ideas of what I should do to aid my recovery.
Right, so ultimately you're not saying that a drug cured you of chronic fatigue syndrome, the doctors didn't help you with drugs?
No, absolutely not, and that's a big misconception out there. If someone is getting misguided and told there is a cure for chronic fatigue syndrome, you know, run the other way.
Right, exactly. And like Liana did in her own life, and you can read about her story, of course, theearthdiet.org. Get the book is going to be coming out through Hay House, the grand relaunching. And I can't wait for that, Liana, you know. And what we want to talk, and we're almost up on a break here, we'll bring Liana into the discussion, and we'll talk about eating your way out of chronic fatigue as well. Because I believe the things, the principles, and the recipes in the Earth Diet can also help. And I think Toby will agree. We're going to learn how Toby overcame chronic fatigue syndrome, and how you may be able to plug into a system he's developed, cfshelpcenter.com.au, but the links are up because it's spelled different from the American way. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. Liana Werner-Gray and Toby Morrison join us to squash and overcome chronic fatigue syndrome. We're going to completely do that after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first, unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We're getting a little Aussie now. I just wonder if Toby used the Vegemite sandwich recovery from chronic fatigue syndrome. We'll ask him that. I don't know.
We can thank Men at Work for introducing the Vegemite sandwich to most people in the United States back in the 80s. I had never heard of that until that song.
Yeah, so Toby, are you a Vegemitarian?
Well, apparently Vegemite's got high doses of vitamin B, but yeah, there was a lot of Vegemite in my, in my 4 years of being sick at home. It's one of those, foods or spreads that you like to have when it's a cold day.
So, yeah, it's tasty, and you're right, filled with B vitamins. We're talking with Toby Morrison, first-time guest on the Robert Scott Bell Show, thanks to our good friend, Leanna Werner-Gray from the Earth Diet. And Leanna, of course, food, a focal point of your life, your mission, recovering from your own ailments and challenges. A lot of the recipes you have would probably highly recommended for Toby when he was suffering, however many years ago it was now.
Yes, highly, highly recommended. Because these recipes are extremely nutrient-dense. They also provide the body with a lot of nutrition, but they don't take a lot of energy from the body to have to digest them.
Right. Yeah, that is an important point because you'll find people with chronic fatigue diagnoses have horrid digestion. And even, Toby, you said you could only eat once a day at that time. You were so weak. So I imagine Absolutely. That food plays a major role in your recovery. Tell us what you did.
It's a great point. And especially, where the body has to break down food, we can't afford to have, too much food intake at once. So Obviously, one of the biggest parts was for me was food with fuel, but I took it to the extreme where I ate too much and was too tired all the time. And I didn't, at the time, I didn't know because I thought I was doing my body the right thing, but I was actually overeating, if you like, at one point because I was trying to get as much energy as I could, but consistently eating throughout the day, you know, no fad diet, just really simple, nutritious food for breakfast, you know, snack, lunch, snack, dinner. You know, was a key to my recovery.
Did you have difficulty in Australia finding access to, let's say, the cleaner organic type foods, non-GMO foods in your recovery?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, there are good naturopaths and there are good health food stores around. But you've just got to do your research, you know, just like anything.
Right, right. So, again, food was a key part of it. Can you give us any more insight into things that really gave you that jump start that you knew you were on the right path of recovery from chronic fatigue syndrome?
Look, completely, at the start, I was completely wiped. So, you know, rest was obviously really important. There's one thing with chronic fatigue is you can't push too hard, which is a mentality that most of us do have with CFS. We, you know, we might have a good day here and there, and on those good days, we, you know, go back to our normal lifestyle of living, and all of a sudden our body can't adjust and adapt to that physical or emotional stress, and then we crumble again. So it's the push and crash cycle. So in terms of recovery, the key important things for recovery for me and most of my clients are obviously structure and routine and sleep. Without sleep, mm-hmm. your body's just never going to be able to, you know, adapt to anything. So getting into a good sleep routine and structure was very important. I was sleeping throughout the day most days, but that was affecting my nighttime sleep. So I diminished that throughout a few months. And obviously in conjunction with that, eating completely healthy food all the time. A thing called, you know, restorative exercise movement where I was reconditioning my body because as an elite athlete and being bed bound for 6 months, I lost all condition. So for me to walk 1 minute was hard.
Right.
You know, my first initial exercise program was 1 minute walking a day, and I know it's hard to believe because people look at me now and go, geez, you're so fit, but honestly, right. You know, I had to really start from the ground up.
So at the point of your beginning recovery, you were definitely not starring in Baywatch Australia.
Oh, no, far from it, man. I could barely walk outside. I used to have to wear 4 jumpers when I walked outside because I was so skinny, and then I lost 15 kilos of muscle mass.
Wow. Yeah, stunning, stunning. Now, Leanna, you know, you've helped a lot of folks, not only yourself, recover with the Earth diet, and you guide people through a lot of things when they don't know how to change their life through food. You've got some recipes that I think you maybe wanted to share specific to folks that need this kind of energy and need this kind of recovery.
Yeah, I would love to share some of these recipes. I know it's a little bit loud there in the background. I think it's some Central Park backlash, but that's awesome. Okay, so now it's quiet. Awesome. Yeah, so I was, you know, when I got sick with the tumor that was in my lymphatic system, the doctors wanted to diagnose me with chronic fatigue syndrome, but I didn't want to have another diagnosis. So, you know, I left that whole scenario. But I did test positive to have the Epstein virus, which is glandular fever in Australia, and it was the same experience for me as Toby had, was I would lie in bed and I... just the thought of getting up to get a drink was like, wow, that's going to take me so much effort and so much energy. And a lot of us do take for granted that we can just go, we can go get a drink of water and that, you know, we don't think about the energy that it takes. But when you have chronic fatigue, it's like every little bit of energy really, really counts and it's so valuable. So what I did to heal myself and the tumor that was in my lymphatic system, and that's a lot of people that have chronic fatigue syndrome have really sluggish lymphatic systems, and it's very important to keep the lymphatic system flowing. Otherwise, all that toxic buildup just really just builds up in the body. So what mm-hmm. I did was a lot of fresh juices, a lot of fresh vegetable juices and fruit juices. And this was because I'm getting so much nutrition from the juices, but my body didn't have to use a lot of energy to break them down. So I was still getting all the vitamin C that I needed, vitamin A, I needed vitamin E and nutrition, but it was very easy on my body. So I made a lot of green juice, so a very simple green juice recipe using 3 ingredients. Just think cucumber, apples, and celery. So those 3 ingredients. So I make a nice, sweet, mellow green juice. And then to add some cilantro to it, because cilantro is very good for cleansing the body. So obviously I'm going to mm-hmm. say to all people with chronic fatigue, you know, don't ever eat processed food, because processed food is going to stress out your digestive system. It's going to use so much energy from your body. So just stay away from processed food for the rest of your life. I know it's easier said than done. It is a process, but obviously having delicious recipes like the ones in my book, The Earth Diet, they do help. So just, plenty of juices, plenty of smoothies, and plenty of whole foods like apples and peaches and pears and orange and grapefruits and lemon. Are you hungry yet?
Every time I talk to you, you know, darn it, I should have eaten before because now I'm going to eat extra. But it's going to be good Earth Diet approved stuff, of course. Now, interestingly, Big Pharma strikes back. ABC News covering a story here is saying trendy cleanses for kids alarm doctors. Because, you know, Lord knows we don't want doctors getting behind nutrition for kids. You know, it's like, where's the alarm from doctors for drugs? No, they're alarmed because you're giving green juices to kids. I mean, what the heck is going on? This world is so upside down that doctors are actually saying we've got to be worried about giving juices to kids. Now, I'm worried about giving them toxic pesticide-laden juices that are not juice. They're just 5-fructose corn syrup. True, but that's not what Leanna's talking about. Is she there, Toby? No, Toby, you know. I mean, juicing is something that will be of great benefit to someone that lacks the digestive power to absorb the superfood nutrients that are so devoid in much of the Western world's diet.
Absolutely. And when you're so malnourished and deconditioned, like Leanna said, you know, you just don't have the energy to chew sometimes. So I do get a lot of my clients who are lacking in major energy and, you know, chronic fatigue is to try liquid forms of nutrition.
Nice. Now, Toby, yeah, I mean, obviously you're from Australia. You're visiting the States for a few months. Hopefully we can connect while you're still stateside. I have you linked up in the show notes, your book there as well, a CFS Health Center. Center spelled C-E-N-T-R-E, the sort of the British way, .com.au. And I've got it linked up, so you can just click it. You can see a little video that you did. But the fact of the matter is, no matter where you are, it seems like you can access the kind of guidance that you're providing because of your experience in recovery from CFS.
Yeah, absolutely. I also studied health and nutrition after I did recover. And, you know, it was my passion when I was sick to help other people who, just like me, were struggling and had no help and hope. So I wanted to be that shining light. So at the early age of 18, I started writing my first book, which is now published, Chronic Fatigue Syndrome, A Guide to Recovery, and set up a centre in Melbourne, Australia, where I helped people one-on-one for the previous 5 years. And it got to the point where I was saying to Leanna the other night at dinner, I was doing 90 appointments a week and, you know, helping so many people from all over Australia. And then international clients were contacting me. So I thought, how can I help all these guys? And obviously, you know, with the time frame of, you know, obviously there's only 7 days a week and only 40 hours in a week to work. So I developed the world's first online recovery program, which is launched 6 months ago and is already in 12 different countries, which is just crazy.
Beautiful. So, again, people can access this around the world. Just go to robertscottbell.com. You can click on the book. It'll take you to Toby's site where you can plug into the things he's talking about or maybe, you know, get guidance directly from you. Now, are you able to do this while you're in the States as well?
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to say to people out there, I know, you know, most people do know there is no cure, but there is hope and you know, people can fully recover. And I'm walking example, and Leanna's gone through her, you know, illness as well and come out the other end. And, you know, hundreds and hundreds of clients recover. And it's not from a medical, you know, background. It's pure health and lifestyle enhancements, working on the key health fundamentals, sleep, nutrition, you know, restorative exercise, conditioning, mindset, stress and anxiety management. You know, if we can focus on the things that we can control, we are going to see results.
Yeah, I know it's confusing to say there isn't a cure, but there's no cure in modern medicine yet. If you do the things that my guests do and teach people all the time, you will never have chronic fatigue syndrome again. You will overcome it. But it's not a cure because the government says it's not a cure. So we will live that lifestyle. We will change it. Now, in my own life, I've had to do that as well because I had that fatigue as a young man. Now, having more energy than I had, you know, years ago. And Leanna, you are, you know, that light. Every time you enter a room, you've got extra energy just bubbling out of you. It might be because you actually live what you talk about.
Yeah, I guess that's it. I mean, I eat very clean, and everywhere I go, you know, people are saying, like, wow, you know, you really do eat clean. I've been cleaning out my friends and clients' cupboards and refrigerators and freezers and just throwing out a bunch of stuff, even if it has one ingredient that has sugar or salt or just one preservative or chemical, it's like that's got to be thrown out, and it's got to be completely clean eating, because that's what's going to have our immune systems to stay strong so that we can have that energy.
Right. And, look out. Leanna's coming. Hi. Don't close the cupboard. Don't let her look.
Or open it if you want to be healthier.
Exactly. Open it up. Leanna Werner Gray, theearthdiet.org. We have it linked up. And, of course, Toby Morrison, thank you. Did a great job. First time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Have a wonderful trip through these United States. And stay away from the GMOs.
Yeah.
Thank you both. Hey, next, we've been warning you. Because the mainstream media has been covering stories we've been covering for years that we might have to talk about aliens. Yeah, I think we are. Super Don says we're going to talk about aliens after the break.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey y'all, are you looking for gorilla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, what do Bill Clinton, Jimmy Kimmel, and aliens have in common? Well, besides being discussed on the Robert Scott Bell Show right now, that was the topic of conversation on the Kimmel Show. I mean, this is interesting. A former president of the United States goes on to late-night TV. Of course, Bill Clinton did that famously on Arsenio Hall and played sax. You remember those days?
I do remember that, yeah.
And they criticized him. That's beneath the, oh, get over this
whatever.
Stuff, right? If you take politics that seriously, I mean, I want the next president to go on, put a diaper on and ride a donkey on one of the late night shows. And just get rid of the pretense of it all, okay? Oh, I remember, an interview that Jimmy Carter gave way back in the 70s about, he believed that there were UFOs. So it's not like, presidents may or may not believe in these things or whatever, but do they have direct knowledge? And it was fun. Kimmel asked Clinton a question about it. And he said, yeah, he did find out about it, but it wasn't too revelatory, or how do you say that word? He didn't reveal much, though, on that.
Right.
But we did have an outtake from the interview that for some reason they couldn't air, when they were discussing the aliens and Area 51, and stuff like
evidence,
that.
Evidence of aliens, yeah.
Yeah, it was evidence of aliens. And then I don't know if there was a secret microphone that got this and picked it up, but I figured, you know, since we've been threatening to talk about aliens because, you know, Fox News has been really good on natural medicine and stuff, thanks to Carol Alt, that we'd have to switch it up here and do a little bit different. Even though it's daytime, it's not coast to coast overnight. We're not yet talking about Bigfoot. But, yes, Bill Clinton did talk about aliens on Jimmy Kimmel, so we must follow suit here. Here is something that I don't know that made it to air last night from Jimmy Kimmel talking to Bill Clinton, and here it is. Oh, nope, I didn't get that right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was the bad microphone.
That was the bad. Switch to microphone two, because I think this is really important. You know, it's almost as big as a revelation that I let out when we opened the show to talk about the linking of a very serious topic, by the way, of the shooting at Fort Hood to radical extremist elements within the United States. And in fact, we were the first to break that in fact it was linked. And those radical extremist elements are known as psychiatrists. But here we go. Back to we got microphone two now activated from Jimmy Kimmel Live talking with President Clinton about space aliens.
At last, after 2,000 years of work, the Illudium Q-36 explosive space modulator.
So, in fact, Marvin Martian made an appearance and validated, yes, aliens are real. And in fact, they know about Imodium.
Imodium.
To stop a diarrhea. You know, the Imodium
P-36. I'm trying to think. Could you use Imodium to blow the Earth up? I think you might be able to.
Well, you know, it is an over-the-counter drug, I think, right now. I don't think you need a prescription, but these drugs are dangerous enough. Who knows? Maybe Imodium could be the end to...
Well,
you know, listen, it's supposed to end liquid emissions from your body. Why not? I mean...
They don't call it explosive diarrhea for nothing.
That's right. That's right. So we're going to check in with Marvin Martian one more time to be sure, because this is almost too overwhelming to acknowledge Bill Clinton discussing aliens on the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Where's the kaboom? There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom. The Iridium Pu-36 explosive space modulator. That creature has stolen the space modulator.
No proof to the claim that the creature was Bill Clinton in this case. But yeah, that brings back some memories.
The Iridium P-32 space modulator. Blast him.
Iridium. That's funny. I'd never made the Imodium connection there ever.
Well, you know, listen, even aliens from time to time from far and distant lands, when they visit planet Earth, they get diarrhea eating the GMO food. So they need some help. I would recommend homeopathic medicine for them, but they haven't asked me. And, you know, I don't know if they're looking to only license physicians that represent the Fear and Death Administration, the CDC, the vaccine and pharmaceutical industrial complex or not. Because literally, if... what Big Pharma is doing to this planet, and for, it's just an expression or extension of humanity's treatment of humanity and the planet we live on. The aliens, as we've joked before, would come here and say, even Marvin Martian would say, move along, no intelligent life in evidence here. And they'll, you know, run off and go to another planet because they don't want to be infected by whatever we have.
I did not realize we had our own Mel Blanc here on the show.
Good old Mel Blanc. Well, that about wraps up another edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we're glad you were with us. Thank you to Leanna Werner Gray. Thank you to Toby Morrison. Thank you to you. Thank you to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, doing some great work behind the scenes through naturalnewsradio.com. Our syndicator, Matt, on the boards today at GCN. Great job tomorrow, the Healing Revolution with Dr. Frank King. And more about the Cannabis Cup and who knows what else. But you can be sure that this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott
Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.